Hey everyone, it's Brother Gary with Hands Across the Border Bible Devotionals, and I hope you're doing well. And we are going to look at Proverbs 22:4 today. Just real quick, hope you had a great 4th of July. Don't forget, we're in Mexico. You can check out all of our happenings in Mexico at handsacrossborder.com. That's our website, or Hands Across Border, our Facebook page, or Hands Across Border in our YouTube channel. You can see some videos of things that are happening down there. So I pray everything is good with you. Let's begin right away. Proverbs 22:4. It says, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life." So there's a threefold promise there. Talk about riches, honor, and life. And that's exactly what the world continues to try to sell you and I through maybe self-help and motivational speaking and everything. We see we all want riches. We want a better life, right? And we want to have honor. We want people to respect us. We want to be able to get the things we need and different lifestyle we want. Sometimes you and I get very greedy, and we have to be careful of that. But riches, honor, and life. And he tells us how to get it. You ready? This is so simple. I love the way the Lord just gives us his word. He makes it so simple. He can tell us how many words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 words. He can tell us the secret to life while we're here on earth, right? Number one, you need to be saved. We know that. But we're talking about living a successful Christian life afterwards. In 14 words, he tells us. Now, you and I, we go down to the Christian bookstore and we buy a book. It's 1,500 pages on this one verse, right? We complicate everything. But here's what he says. You want riches, and he's talking about spiritual riches. Can be some material riches also. Honor, right? Being respected and with people around you. And just having a good life, right? How does that come? He says, by humility and the fear of the Lord. What he's saying is this. This humility, it's a proper view of ourselves. You and I have to have a proper view of ourselves. And the only way we're going to get that, guess where? In the Word of God. We understand the depravity of man. Things around us are getting crazy and crazier all the time. And it's why? Because man is depraved. And the only reason you and I can live the Christian life is because Jesus Christ saved us. The Holy Spirit indwells us and empowers us to be able to do the things of God. And so as we read the Word of God, we get this proper view of ourselves. And you know what? You and I, we are not God's gift to Christianity. We got saved by grace, and we are so thankful that he is a merciful and gracious God, aren't we? When we begin to understand that, then kicks in the fear of the Lord. And you know what that is? That's a proper view of God. That's a reverence for God. Oftentimes you will see in older movies or different things like that, even when I was a kid, when you would greet somebody, you'd take your hat off, right? And you were honoring them. You'd, hey, good to meet you, whatever. When you'd walk inside of a building, remember that? You'd take your hat off. When you'd walk inside of a church house, you would act a certain way. Why? Because that's the house of the Lord and you had great reverence for it. And that's the two things that are lacking in our day and age, this day of prosperity that we have, this day of self-help and self-importance, is we don't have a proper view of ourself and we don't have a proper view of who God is. And you know where both those come from? The Word of God. Let me encourage you. Get into your Bibles. Get into the Word of God. If you're not regularly in the Word of God, why not start today? Start in the Gospel of John. Maybe just read one chapter a day. Read a couple chapters and just think about what you've read. How does this apply to me? How does this apply with my walk with God? How does this apply to my walk with my fellow man and as I live this life? And you know what happens? As you and I get that proper view of self and proper view of God, then we begin to see these spiritual riches or even material things, and we have some honor, and our life is so much better. I pray you think about this today, and I pray the Lord will bless you. Bye-bye.